Hello, respected viewers. It's Jordan Ireland. So welcome back to my channel again. So how many days? It's about 69 days from the United States presidential election. So it's the first Tuesday of November, the quadrennial election. And Donald Trump, I still think he's going to edge it. I was giving him a 55% chance of winning. But I saw today there's an opinion poll putting Kamala Harris 7 percentage points clear. Now, that is significant. There's obviously a margin of error. 2 percentage points, about the limit of that. Because I remember in 2016, Hillary Clinton was forecast to win by 4 percentage points, popular vote. She won by 2 percentage points, and it was rare for it to be that far out. Remember, these are scientific polls. They have questioned hundreds of thousands of people at least, and they're very careful to control for all the demographic factors, as in which state you're in, your age, your ethnicity, your socioeconomic cohort, your level of education, gender, sexual orientation, church going, all sorts of things. So, but anyway, if that were true, and let's say that she's 7 points ahead, and that's exaggerating my 2 percentage points, she's only 5 percentage points ahead, well, then she's almost inassailable. Because yes, it goes by the Electoral College, not the popular vote. But no candidate has won the popular vote by 5 percentage points and failed to win in the Electoral College. It was by a fluke that Donald Trump managed to win despite losing the Electoral College despite losing the popular vote by so much. But anyway, there's still a significant chance he's going to win. So there's that Project 2025, which he now disclaims all responsibility for, saying he's got nothing whatsoever to do with it. Just like he used to say he had nothing whatsoever to do with Russia, a country visited several times as far back ago as 1987, where he also opened that Miss World contest in Crocus City Hall and so on, where he went there for 36 hours. So he put up at the finest hotel in the center of Moscow, where the supposed PP tape happened, saying that, Putin really likes him. Remember, after 2000, no Western bank would lend to him, only Russian banks would lend to him. So he has everything to do with Russia. So that's yet another flagrant lie. So clearly, the Project 2025 is written by some of his most senior staffers from his presidential term. I very much doubt he's read it. He almost never reads anything. He's 900 pages long. I don't think he's read to the end of a page, let alone a book, ever. But it was some quite cold and clear analysis of what went wrong for them in their attempt to steal the election 2020. And they realized they just need to be better organized. They need to think ahead and to stuff their placement and place women into all these key offices so that they would certify him as having won elections when he hadn't. Obviously, more appointment of judges, fair enough. It is within the presidential gift to appoint dozens of federal judges. I mean, these judgeships come vacant every so often. Supreme Court as well. But obviously, the United States Senate has to confirm that. So there is 6 out of the 9 are Republican appointed. Now, the good thing about their appointment is they're there for life. So they can make rulings without fear, without favor. If they make a ruling which is displeasing to their political masters, they can say, that's it, you're not doing anything. I believe it's the right thing. Fiat justitia ruat coelum. So just because it might be uncongenial to the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, nevertheless, they can't be sacked. So they can't have their salaries reduced, blah, blah, blah. They may only choose to retire. I think there actually is a way that Congress can impeach them, but it's never, ever happened. It's something like incredible, like 3/4 of both houses. Don't think anyone's even tried. So he tried to do that. He would betray Ukraine, end the war in 24 hours, which means saying, Ukraine, make peace, surrender half your country, or you will not get a single bullet from us. And the United States was providing over 50% of Ukraine's military aid. Germany's already reducing theirs drastically. So that would be terrible. And remember, the United States is honor-bound, treaty-bound to help Ukraine under the Budapest Memorandum, numerous agreements signed subsequently under various presidents, including Obama, including Joe Biden. It would really send a shiver down the spine of NATO. I mean, the one thing that Trump is right about, this Ukraine war has proved it, is NATO allies don't spend enough. There's that 2% of GDP they're supposed to spend. And before this war, only a minority of them spent it. I mean, they're now 32 NATO member states, and only about 10 of the 30 spent it, went out to 32. Maybe half of them are reaching that level now. So Germany was well below, for example. Some countries like Romania were well below. The United Kingdom just met it. Turkey was significantly above. And often when they're spending on the wrong things, like, you know, an aircraft carrier for Italy, which the Mediterranean is not very big. And okay, they can send the aircraft carrier anyway, but it was an extravagance. They could have sent it on smaller, less glamorous assets, which were going to be used much more. Likewise, an aircraft carrier for Spain. I mean, there's some debate. Are aircraft carriers even obsolescent because of ultra long range aircraft refueling in the air and so on? So that's what he would do, no doubt, try and kiss and make up with North Korea. And the unconstitutionality of instincts is plain, not that instincts would be against the constitution, but he'd like to break it. And remember, he said they would shoot dead shoplifters. Can you believe that? They would kill people for stealing a penny or cent, you know, no matter how small. If there's no violence, no threat of violence, they would be killed without trial. Wow. Ultra violence from the Trump administration. Now, the death penalty is very sparing in the United States, both at federal level and by the states. I mean, only about half the states have it in the statute book, and only a handful of them actually use it. There would be like, say, 10 or 20 executions per annum in the United States. I know some people said it should be zero, and that is highly contentious. That's only for murder. I can't think the last time someone's been executed for anything less than murder in the United States. By the federal government or any of the states. But this is staggering, only to be executed when the person's proven in a fair trial to have committed a capital crime, had numerous appeals, and so, but for something trifling. And it's staggering that he come from such a prolific thief himself, Donald Trump, who's stolen so much with Trump University, with all sorts of fraudulent business transactions. The guy is tough on crime, the convicted criminal, 32 counts, wow, who should be serving a long jail sentence, should be sending it a long, long time ago. How on earth can Republicans be so purblind, the party of law and order, to go for a felon as against Kamala Harris, a prosecutor? Now, Kamala Harris, she is vile in many regards, but she's not actually broken the law. I mean, I used to say it's a toss-up between them. They're both despicable in their way. And I thought maybe she's marginally not quite as bad as Donald Trump. He wants to reduce environmental protections, so there'll be filthy air, there'll be polluted water, it'll be making Americans sick. And he said he'll deport millions of undocumented aliens in the United States, undocumented people. That'd be bad for the economy. They'll lose a lot of workers, especially in the low-skilled, low-paid sectors. And how on earth are they going to do this? I mean, Obama beat the record in deporting people. But even he had DACA, deferred action for childhood arrivals. Obviously, Congress has to pass it. The president can't simply order it. But he did sign it into law saying, okay, illegal immigration, that's bad. You mustn't break the law. You're going to be deported. But there has to be some mercy. There needs to be some forgiveness for especially those who didn't do anything wrong. So maybe forgiving them was a wrong concept. A child who was a babe in arms, carried across the border, days old, he or she has known no other country and is American all except in the most narrowly technical sense. Is there no compassion? And these are the Republicans there that the Bible bashers always saying, well, I'm holier than thou and I believe in meek and gentle Jesus. Wow, it reminds me of one of those parables, you know, saying that you're expecting mercy from the Lord, except you're utterly merciless to those who are weaker than you. So it really is staggering and nauseating yet again. But, you know, nothing would shock me with Donald Trump. He's just so horrific. So that's what he would do. Try and bring in more tariffs, more trade with China. Yeah, that really worked out well last time. More borrowing, cutting tax for the super rich, making the deficit even worse. So just economic illiteracy, behaving like a crackhead with a credit card. So it would be terrible. And obviously trying to cheat, okay, amend the Constitution. You can do that lawfully if you get 2/3 of both houses of Congress, the letters of 3/4 of states. But notwithstanding, let's say, well, I'm allowed another presidential term because Biden cheated, even though he didn't. So no doubt he would try and seek a third term, despite that being unconstitutional. So it's very worrying indeed that he might come back because they would have learned from them and some of their mistakes. Their attempted coup, the 6th of January, it failed, but it was nevertheless a very serious attempt. It didn't fail for the lack of intention. No. They wanted to falsely certify him. And you've got to hand it to his, at the time, vice president, that he actually did the morally right thing. And he doesn't get enough credit for that. Because had he gone the other way, Trump's attempt may even have succeeded. So it's frightening and ghastly. It's just fearful that this man might come back. The only thing I can say in his defense is, yes, he does want to save a few children for entirely cynical reasons, just out of electoral calculation. he's wanting to do that. So he's worrying and it may yet happen. Well, we shall see. But, you know, if he loses this third time, he will have lost the popular vote thrice, lost the Electoral College twice. Will the Republican fever finally break? Will he die? Will he be incapacitated by a stroke or a heart attack or something like that? Will they finally move on, this guy who's caused so much mayhem for them for so many years? Right, anyway, thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal. Goodbye.